Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's Happy-Go-Lucky show, we'll see what we ain't got, listen to some duplicates, and hear some songs by Redmond Farrar. Last week I played two different songs, both titled Loving You, one of which was written by Redmond Farrar. I have no biographical information at all on Redmond Farrar, but he was apparently a staff composer for the Regal Record Company and its marketing arm, the Plaza Music Company. The Plaza group of labels included Regal, Banner, Domino, and Oriole, what we call dime store labels, since they were less expensive records sold in 5 and 10 cent stores. Regal would have had staff composers churn out tunes in order not to have to pay royalties or worry about copyrights. Redmond Farrar wrote or co-wrote a number of songs, including I Can't Get It Into My Head, How I Ever Let You Out of My Arms, You'll Be Sorry in the Morning That You Made Me Cry Tonight, I Want to See a Little More of What I Saw in Arkansas, When the Moon Shines on the Cowshed, and the classic We Feed the Baby Garlic So We Can Find Him in the Dark. Here are some Redmond Farrar tunes with less bizarre titles.
Thank you. Your idea of a happiness is a little love and a tenderness. Say, that's funny, 'cause that's my idea. You think money is in everything. When the sun can shine, why the birds can sing. Hey, that's funny, 'cause that's my idea. It certainly seems peculiar, our similarity. You know that I wouldn't fool ya. You mean too much to me. You don't like big weddings and wedding cakes. Think long engagement's a big mistake. Say, that's funny, 'cause that's my idea.
The next couple of segments on the show have to do with duplicates, that is, different tunes with the same title, but we just heard another example. Joe Burke and Benny Davis wrote a song called Yearning, as did Neil Morette. We just heard Redmond Farrar's Yearning, played by Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra, credited on the label of that Banner 78 as Roy Carlson's Dance Orchestra. The vocalist on that December 17, 1929 recording was Irving Kaufman. Before that, we heard Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra credited on a Crown 78 as Matty Crawford's Orchestra with That's My Idea from August 8, 1929. The vocalist there was Irving's brother Jack Kaufman. We began our little tribute to Redmond Farrar with They Don't Come Better Than Betty. That's from a Sterling 78 recorded September 4, 1928, crediting Clarence Sherman's orchestra. The same recording was issued on the Banner label as by the Hollywood Dance Orchestra with the vocal refrain by Jerry White. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The next two segments of the show are duplicates. That is, this segment I'm going to play three songs, and next segment play three completely different tunes, but with the same titles. What with last segment's pseudonyms and these duplicates, I hope you're not thoroughly confused. I know I am. Here's the Coon Sanders Orchestra.
Take a chance with me. If you want to win your heart's desire, sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Just murmur a boo 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 boo, and when you do, she'll answer a boo 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 boo, and nestle closer to you. Learn to groove. You'll eliminate each rival too. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to groove. Thank you.
We started this first set of duplicates with Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon and I Ain't Got Nobody from June 25th, 1927. That I Ain't Got Nobody was written in 1915 by Spencer Williams, publisher Robert Graham, and Dave Payton, and was first recorded in 1917 by Marion Harris. Next, it was the Sam Coslow, Arthur Johnston song, Learn to Croon, performed there by Maurice Cross with Don Bester in his orchestra on June 15, 1933. Learn to Croon was introduced by Bing Crosby in the 1933 picture College Humor. We finished up with Ted Fiorito and Gus Kahn's I Never Knew. That was Russ Gorman and his Earl Carroll Orchestra on November 24, 1925.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last segment started out with I Ain't Got Nobody, as does this segment.
Nobody but you. I'd have my hands full of trouble if I started to double cross you. Yes, sir, I ain't gonna trifle, and I don't want to trifle, that's true. I know if I start to run around, you start to run around too. Oh, if you see me walking, anyone walking with anyone now, believe me, strictly business and how. I'll tell you that I don't do to others what I don't want the others to do. No, no, I ain't got nobody, and I don't want nobody but you. Thank you.
We began this second duplicate set with a different I Ain't Got Nobody from last segment. If I'm not mistaken, this one composed by Abel Baer, Sam M. Lewis, and Joseph Young. That was Art Kahn and his orchestra from a Columbia 78 wax July 27, 1926. Next, it was Harold Arlen, Jack Yellen, and Sid Silver's Learn to Croon from You Said It. You Said It opened January 19, 1931 at the 46th Street Theater and ran for 168 performances, and also contained the hit Sweet and Hot. We finished up with another I Never Knew, this one written by Tom Pitts, Raymond B. Egan, and Ray K. Marsh. Again, if I'm not mistaken, that was Gene Rodemick and his orchestra in January of 1921. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Faithful listener Leah from Chicago sent a nice email this past week. She heard the ID in the middle of the show with Happy Go Lucky Lane as the background music. Leah and Mike are part of the West End Jazz Band in Chicago, and although Happy Go Lucky Lane is in the band's repertoire, Leah didn't recognize the recording and requested to hear it in its entirety. So here for Leah and Mike is Bob Treister with Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians.
on Happy Old Lucky Lane.
Was a perfect day that brought my way a perfect bundle of charms. And I had to grin when Dimple Chin first went to sleep in my arms.
Let the sun keep bright on scorching. Let the heavens pour out rain. In my heart I owe the fortune on Happy Old Lucky Lane.
The vow we used to be sweethearts, but what are we now? Happy-go-lucky you and the broken-hearted me. Man in the moon is as sad as can be. He looks down from heaven and what does he see? Happy-go-lucky you and broken-hearted me. You go to parties, you have your fling, I hope you never regret. You go to parties to dance and sing, I do the same to forget. And when I look at a couple in love, I watch them with envy and keep thinking of happy-go-lucky you and broken-hearted me.
Thank you. What can it be? Now won't you tell me? What makes you so adorable? Your smile or your eyes? It's something I idolize. Why, every time I take a look at you, my heart misses a beat or two. You're the reason why the songbirds sing. You're an angel, you don't need wings. What makes you so adorable? Oh, I'd like to know. What makes me love you so?
Began that happy-go-lucky set with Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians in Happy-Go-Lucky Lane, written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Joseph Meyer. The vocalist on that March 22, 1928 Victor recording was Bob Treister. That was requested by Leah and Mike of Chicago's premier sweet and hot jazz band, the West End Jazz Band. You can find out more about the band, their appearances, and their recordings on the web at westendjazzband.com, and I hope you'll do so. That's www.westendjazzband.com. After Happy Go Lucky Lane, it was Happy Go Lucky You. That was the DeBroy Summers Band, credited on the label of that British Regal 78 as the Midnight Minstrels. The vocalist on that September 5, 1932 recording was Dan Donovan. The band also recorded it a few days before, on September 1st, under their own name for Columbia. Next, it was Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra and a medley of songs everybody is singing. Only about the last 32 seconds of that record had to do with the segment. That was Back Again to Happy-Go-Lucky Days. That recording is from May 27, 1932. We finished up with Joe Hames and his orchestra with Barry McKinley providing the vocal on Right or Wrong from November 24, 1936. Right or Wrong was written by Sam H. Stepped and Ted Kohler. So what does Right or Wrong have to do with Happy-Go-Lucky? Well, it was featured in the 1936 motion picture Happy-Go-Lucky.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Earlier on the show, I played a couple of I Ain't Got No Buddies, so for this final segment, we've got some songs about some others and what they ain't got.
Thank you.
We began this Ain't Got set with Benny Kruger and his orchestra and I Ain't Got Nobody to Love from December 18, 1924. Next, it was We Ain't Got Nothing to Lose, performed there by Bert Furman and the Rhythmic Eight on June 6, 1928. We Ain't Got Nothing to Lose was written by Benny Davis, Pete Wendling, and Irving Masloff, and was followed by the Mound City Blue Blowers, Red McKenzie on comb, Dick Slevin on kazoo, and Jack Bland on banjo, and You Ain't Got Nothing I Want. That was recorded in Chicago on July 10, 1924. You Ain't Got Nothing I Want was written by Red McKenzie and Dick Slevin. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.